We are doing correlative science as part of this study. We're looking at EGFR status, ERPR, HER2. We'll be looking at VEGF, VEGFR receptor status. And what's very exciting is we're sending serial blood samples to Hope Rugo at UCSF. And Hope, in collaboration with John Park, is looking at circulating tumor cells, circulating endothelial cells, and serum angiogenic factors like VEGF and BFGF. And Hope's really showing feasibility and some interesting things, but, you know, nothing practice shifting. It's all very interesting. It's interesting after the New England Journal article showing that circulating tumor cells can help predict response to therapy before CAT scans. And we're looking to see if maybe changes in tumor cells and endothelial cells can potentially predict response to anti-angiogenic therapy.
Are there a lot of trials in metastatic disease now that are utilizing the circulating tumor cells?
I don't know about that.
You're the first person I heard who actually talked about looking at it in an ongoing study.
I think that there are some small studies. I don't think the assay that was presented in the New England Journal has been incorporated in any of the large studies. It's an interesting question, and it should be. And I think that the company is a subsidiary of, I think, J&J, and they are looking to license that test. And it will be very interesting to see how the community handles it. And I think that Memorial will have to decide, you know, if we're going to use it. But it's interesting, and I think it's an interesting research tool. And it's nice to be able to see if you can track response. What we desperately need for anti-angiogenic therapy is to be able to select patients who are most likely to respond. And so although I'm proposing to follow patients with circulating cells, whether they're epithelial or endothelial, it would be great to know, and we're getting baseline levels, you know, if high levels predict response or resistance to therapy. And those are the things that we'll look at. I think the field of targeted therapy is very open, it's exciting, it's new, but we're really at the very beginning. I think the lung cancer folks have shown that you can take a drug where in clinical trials only 10% of patients respond, but there is something going on in that 10%, and we really need to sort it out in the other tumors as well.